CLX Mobile, monitoring.
Can 4RJN, stationary, listening. What's up?
NC4JJ, man, I didn't get it right. You have to give it to me again. November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray. I'm moving.
To that, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. Name's John. How you doing?
Same here's Mike. Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you? Happy 4th. I was sent out to run an errand, and then I'm trying to put in some irrigation on 4th of July. Can you believe that? So I got done trenching, had to change clothes. Now I got to go get some pipe. And the wife said, oh, go to Walgreens for me.
You're working too hard, dear brother. I just took the dog out, and I said, man, it's hot out here. So we're back down in the basement where it's cool, where the radio and the TV and the refrigerator are. So I feel for you.
It's just a little bit of sweat.
True, and that eventually dries off. But I got a few projects out in the yard I need to do. But I'm gonna wait until December or sometime when it's cooler. I'm not doing it in this heat.
For this kind of work, you just gotta just grin and bear it. But hey, the hard work's done. The trench is done. Now if I can just hold off the rain, keep from filling it in.
But I'm a firm believer in never put off till tomorrow what you can pay somebody else to do for you.
Yeah, well, I'm the original old cheapo, you know?
I was, but you know what? You can't take it with you, so I'd rather sit on the porch and drink a beer and watch somebody else do it than get out there and sweat it myself. So, you know, it's just all on where your priorities lie, you know? CBA. There goes the neighborhood. How you doing?
Just lovely. Happy 4th of July to you too. And my wife just sent me out on an errand to pick up some ice, a couple of bags of ice. What you want to bet? There's not any.
N6 CLX variety. Hopefully that's going on. If it's not going in a drink, hopefully it's going on top of some big watermelon.
As hot as it is out there, there's a good chance you'll get home with a bag of water.
KD2RKN.
4RJN. It's hot enough.
It's because of the temperature.
Generally how it works. I mean, ice is probably on at a premium today.
Place you get a 16 or a 20 pound bag of ice. I've never used it before, but here goes.
Hopefully you're not too far from my house and you can get it home before it all melts.
Walk here. It's so close. All right, I'll be back in a minute. KB4CPA.
Do that. We'll be here.
Hear that puppy?
Yeah, she's living. She's over on the couch. She heard a few fireworks last night. She didn't like that at all. She didn't like thunder either. And I suspect tonight's going to be a curl up in a ball on my feet under the desk here.
Too far from a bologna sandwich, I tell you that much.
Jet likes those too, but she definitely does not like thunder or fireworks. We went out last night to let her do her business, and there was some going off in the distance, and she started shaking and looking around and wanting to get inside about as fast as you could. So once we got down here, I don't think she could hear them down here, but who knows what will happen tonight.
I haven't headed to Georgia, so I don't think we'll be participating in any fireworks, at least right here.
Well, just keep in mind that hand sanitizer is flammable. need some emergency room reports tomorrow.
Man, like, I'd love to see the pictures. What are you talking about?
Throw up on x-rays?
Generally, no, but blast injuries tend to.
I can just see some fool get out there with hand sanitizer on his hands and fire up, you know, a Roman candle or even just a sparkler and set himself on fire.
Somewhere has managed to figure out how to put a wick in it.
Sure, and somebody's tried to use it to fire a potato gun with.
This is the South, y'all. My wife, born and raised in the South, said if it's the South, then gunpowder's involved.
If it's the South, you can imagine that firearms and alcohol are probably involved.
In Phoenix, Arizona, in the 80s, and there was actually a combo outdoor gun range and bar out there. Just not the best combo.
To be described as heaven down here. Had, you know, a barbecue pit along with it.
Drunk, full bellies, firing guns. That is heaven.
Good idea. I think I'll do that. I think I'll establish a barbecue place and bar with a firing range out back. I could make millions.
Hospital.
Buy stock in the local ambulance service and the local ER. Liability insurance probably eat into the profits, though.
You could be raising pigs out back, too, and the firing range could be hauling in some of the product.
Good idea. Throw in a strip club, and we've got a moneymaker here.
About lipstick on a pig, but I won't.
Probably just as well. You guys want to invest in that?
The bar. Have a do-it-yourself distillery along with that range and the barbecue.
Get a brew pub, and brew pub, the pigs out back, barbecue served in the on the patio, and the strip club next to the brew pub, and then the firing range out back. I'll start drawing up plans.
Masks.
Located way out of town, I'm afraid.
I haven't heard anything about, strip clubs requiring masks and the dancers, that's just, well, whatever.
Plexiglass shield and that way, with a little hole in the bottom so they can slip the dollar bills through, and that should solve the mask problem.
Yeah. I don't know what they do. You have to have a plexiglass or something up there in that VIP room.
Well, not having been to one lately, I couldn't tell you.
I admit it, but yeah, I haven't been to one lately. It's been a long time, but yeah, I've been there.
Sorry, in 4UBG.
In 4UBG, what's up, buddy? Most of that. You are a little scratchy where you're at, but you're coming through.
Roger. I'm up on top of the hill here now. I was down in the hole just a second ago. It'll pick back up a little bit better when I get up here next to Hickory Tavern here. Get up out of these holes. But back to the house and get cleaned up a little bit. I had to go help my stepson put a throttle body back on top of his truck. We took it off to get to the knock sensors in the top of the motor. Had to go finish it up, put it back together for him, and got it back running. He's fixing to go to
dinner. I'm fixing to go get washed up and go to a fireworks show.
Well, you take care out there. Remember, hand sanitizer is flammable.
Hand sanitizer would just about catch on fire on a day like today. It says it's 94 out there right now, according to the car. That's me going down the road.
Dog out a minute ago, and I believe every degree of that.
Yeah, it's pretty hot, man. Pretty hot. I'm down here passing by Boyd Mill Pond here now. Down here by the dam right here on 252.
Select, I'm going to clear out for a little while, and I'll be back.
4RJN, roger that. You take care now. Call me when you get to the top of the hill. You're it's pretty scratchy where you're at right now.
If there's anybody right there, I'm on Fifth Road now. Head back over to Hickory Tavern, over here.
Cam 4RJN, yeah, you're coming in not too bad. There's plenty of scratch in the background, but I can make you out.
I hate when everything turns green, man. When everything turns green, it makes it a little hard to get to the repeater. I'm happy to even hit the repeater from down in here.
Yeah, but on the bright side, there's no snow to shovel or ice to contend with.
Today it makes you wish there was a little snow out there. Wouldn't be as hot as it is right now. I'd like to be somewhere playing alligator right now. With my head sticking out of the water. KN4EVG.
Roger that. And somewhere around late December, early January, we're going to be missing this.
Yep, definitely. Oh no, I like it is right now. I mean, as long as it don't get no hotter, I'm fine. But blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine, sugar diabetes medicine, you know, all that plays with you out there when you get in the heat. Makes you sweat more than you normally sweat. That's the only thing I hate about it.
Yeah, on the bright side, it's not as humid as it has been in the past. So it's, you know, I took the dog out, and as soon as we got under the shade tree, it felt like it was about 10 degrees cooler. So it's not too terrible bad. And I'm cold natured anyway. I'm always freezing, so I can go out and stand in it for a while.
You hear me pretty good when I checked in from Waterloo last night?
It came in reasonably clear. There was a little scratch in the background, but it wasn't bad.
Radio here seems to do a little bit better as far as the repeater. I know it's a 65 watt rig according to the manual. It's the Kenwood TM281A. It's a pretty nice little radio. I got it off the swap net for $90 and had to drive it down to Dakota to pick it up. But other than that, I like it, man. I've been down to that guy's house twice. He gave me an antenna. He gave me a Rango Ranger antenna. And I drove down and picked it up. And had it working. I put it up on top of the tower, or on top of the pipe. I think I got the little pipe that's sitting on a little bit too close to the bottom of the antenna now and give me a dead short. But whenever I get everything straightened out, get my tower started going up, all that stuff's going to go up on top of the tower anyway. That'd be a good thing. I'm going to try to get all that up there and I'm going to try to build me an arm off the side of the towers. And put my TV antenna up there, get it up above the trees. That way I can, you know, get a little bit more reception on the television antenna. And hopefully that'll work out pretty good. I ain't going to have it too close to my antennas. I'm going to have it down probably about 30 feet of the tower, probably. It'll be sitting at about 100 feet.
Get you somewhere anyway. You got a way to get the thing up in the tree?
I wish wished I had a way to get it up there, but I used to be able to climb the trees, man, until I gained a little weight. You know, being around about 310 or 312, you know, it's kind of hard to climb like I used to. That's why I'll be glad to get everything put on that tower. I think I'll be able to climb up that tower a little bit better than I climb a tree. They got me a good harness, a good safety thing, and all that stuff made for the tower so far. So when I start putting it up, that way I'll have something to climb up it with. We'll try to go as far as I can before I get everybody to help me with it.
You take care of doing that. At 300 pounds, you're going to hit the ground pretty hard if something slips. And after my motorcycle accident last year, I discovered that at our age, you don't bounce near as well as you used to when you were younger.
I'm 42, I'll be 42 here in December, man, and I tell you what, I feel like I'm 92. I moved down here 3 months into 99 from West Virginia, you know, and I used to log and strip mine and build houses and coal mine, and I tell you what, man, that played a big toll on me. But yeah, I've noticed, you know, bumping your head and stuff over the years, man, you get kind of a little off balance, you know, everything don't go as good as it used to. I ain't had one bad motorcycle wreck, but I never got hurt. I slid that joker for over 100 yards down the road on its side, running about 120 miles an hour. Me and my cousin, I climbed up on the side of the bike, and he held on to my back and climbed up on the side of the bike, and we rode it till she stopped. Stood it back up, fired it back off, and took off again. But just luckily, I never got hurt in none of those wrecks. A buddy of mine hit a fence one time, run out of the road, come around the curve a little too fast, and overshot the road, crossed the ditch, and went through a barbed wire fence and a barbed wire wooden fence, and messed him up pretty bad, man. He was laid up for about a year.
Ouch. Yeah, mine, some idiot pulled out in front of me, and I hit the brake and then I hit the road. My wife was on the back. She landed on top of me and broke three ribs and then rolled off and proceeded to pick up some enough road rash. They had to do some surgery to put her skin back together. And I bounced my head off the pavement a few times. The side of my helmet looked like somebody took a bench grinder to it. Totaled the bike. But other than that, you know, it's only taken me about a year to, you know, remember what planet I'm on and what my name is.
I'll put you on that one, man. I hate it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that's so stupid, they just don't know how to drive anymore, and they don't pay motorcycles no attention. Trust me, I have a 1200 Go Wing and 1984 model, fully dressed out, about 1,275-pound bike. I tell you what, that's a lot of motorcycle, man. I fear it all the time with deer and cars, you know. So far, I ain't had nobody to pull out in front of me yet. Which I got a big old bright headlight bulb I got in there. I got two big old pod spotlights on the crash bars on the bottom. And when I come through, it lights it up like it's daylight. So if somebody pulls out in front of me, they can't holler they didn't see me. And plus, I have neon lights that run at nighttime, too. So even in the daytime, you know, that headlight and pod lights is pretty bright.
Well, I always ran with my bright lights on, but I probably some kid texting on a cell phone, but or whatever. But pulled out from him, never stopped. I didn't hit him, which is why I never stopped. I don't think he ever did see me. But we hit the ground pretty hard, and I was 3 days in the hospital. My wife was six, and But we survived. The bike's gone, but and I haven't replaced it yet. But at 65, you don't bounce near as well as you did when you're 20. So, you know, I might have to think a little bit before I replace that.
That's why a lot of people get to the trikes now, you know, the Can-Am Spiders and all them things, you know, that's why they get those, you know. I don't know, man, I just, I'm glad you didn't seriously get hurt, you know. I mean, I know bouncing your head off the pavement probably hurt a little bit, but, I mean, you know, just thankful you're still around and you're still talking. Yeah, you know, because a lot of people don't survive when they bounce off the pavement. I seen a bad motorcycle wreck not long ago right over here by my house, right here in Pound End, right there at the 418 of Fairview Road, right there where the bar is. Somebody pulled out of the bar and somebody T-boned them on a motorcycle. Or T-boned them in a car. And knocked the motorcycle up in the gas station parking lot right there at the... right across from Sphinx, and I came through and seen that one. I don't know if they got hurt or if they, you know, survived or what, but there's a lot of people out there gets hurt on them things, man, a lot of them. Like I said, I fear it every time I get mine out, but I mean, they're fun to ride, but that's why I don't go into town too much. I try to stay away from towns. I stay out on the back roads a lot. You know, I ride the interstate. And I don't, you know, rock Simpsonville and places like that. I don't go in town unless I have to. You know, especially up in there, you know, people pull out them parking lots right in front of you thinking you can stop quicker than they can. But, no, I'm glad you're still around to talk, you know. That's the main thing.
Dad, I'm pretty pleased myself, but, yeah. You know, even 10, 15 years ago, you know, it didn't seem that bad, but with everybody yapping on their cell phone and paying no attention to what they're doing, it's getting more and more hazardous every day, and I'm just, you know, a little leery of getting out there on a bike anymore.
For EBG. Yeah, Roger. That's, yeah. You got Facebook, Snapchat, and all of those different things that people get on and play and text and talk. And that's why, I mean, I'd hate to see it go that way, but in a way I think it'd be better off if all cell phones would be to where they would shut off when they sense they're moving a certain mile per hour. You know, because I would think it'd be a lot safer if people couldn't turn the, you know, the mode off that they put in there. I know most of them now, you can turn them off. You can take them out of drive mode. But most of them need to stay in the drive mode. That way you can't operate the phone while you're driving.
That would make it maybe a little bit safer, but there's too many people out there driving around with either their eyes closed or their head up there, you know what, and they're just not. And it just makes it, you know, makes it that much more hazardous. So I bought a Jeep with a soft top, and I just put the top down on that and tootle around that way.
Yeah, I just hate it because people can't get out and enjoy themselves, man. I mean, that's, you know, it ain't like it used to be 10, 15, 20 years ago. Wasn't that many people on the road back then, but it seems like we've doubled the vehicles out there now. You know, that's the sad thing. Now we got a cow or a bull or something in the road, don't you?
Well, watch out. You take care. Good luck back to the QTH, and good luck with that antenna.
I gotta try to get it all figured out and get it put back together. Yeah, I gotta try to get it figured back out and get it put back together. And see if I can get it going. But you have a good one, man, and I'll holler back at you later. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Okay. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear.
4 UBG. 73 is to you, brother. You take care. Watch it out there on the road with all those crazy people. And you have a good day. KN4RJN, I am clear.